Let's pick up over here on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We didn't really do the Gemara yesterday, so let's take the Gemara. Meisve. We didn't do it inside. We didn't get through all the details. Ezeu Isser Ha'amar B'Torah. Okay, so what is the Isser of Atfasa that the Torah is referring to? Omar Hareini Shlo Ochel Basar V'Shlo Eshte Yayin Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv Kiyom Shemes Bo Rabo Kiyom Shenerag Bo Gidai Ben Achikom. So, what did the person do? We have to get this clear. Exactly what did the guy do? So, the guy is trying to make a neder, it seems. Okay? Or, yeah, he's trying to make a neder. And he wants to be matfis his neder with a day that he had a tainus on. Okay? That's apparently what's going on over here. So, So he says, this will be usher to me. Sorry, I lost the spot. He says, I will not eat basar. Hareini shlo ochel basar v'lo eshte yayin. He's going to make a neder on yayin and basar. And he's matfis it with the day that his father died. Or the day that his Rebbe died, or the day of Tzom Gedalia, or the day that he saw Yerushalayim b'Churbana. And Shmuel says, when is that a good neder? V'hu shenodar be'oso hayom. It has to be that the day that he's referencing is a day that he actually made a neder on. Okay. Let's see the Ran. He says, "Shenodar be'oso yom shemeis aviv shelo yochal basar." That it means to say that on the day that his father died, he made a neder that he will not eat meat. So now again, he's trying to say, "I'm going to take a neder on meat, like the day that my father died." So it's a reference to the neder that he made on that day. V'chein nodar pam achas shelo yochal basar biyom shemeis bo gedalia. Or on another day, he made a neder not to eat meat on Tzom Gedalia, which is odd because it's already a tainus. But anyway, v'achshav matvis yom acher ke'oso yom. The kevan din nodem bimeikara havale hashta matvis bedavar hanodar. Okay, so those hazards relate to our question of the shlomim. So how does it relate to our question of the shlomim? So they're saying it's like a case of hatfasa. It's a case of hatfasa as well, because he's saying this day should be like that day. So it's kind of like zeh kozeh, right? And what is the day that he's referring to? It's a day that he had a neder on. So it's kind of like the kikar. It's kind of like this piece of meat over here is a davar hanodar. Okay. And the yom that I'm referring to is like a davar hanodar, because it's a day that had a kiyam neder in it. So, and I'm saying today should be like that day. Okay, but what does that have to do with our question of midahashta or you know, behetera or beikara? He's simply referring to a day that he made a neder on. So what's the chiddush? I mean, that seems to be pashut. What does that have to do with our question? So he says like this. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out now. So he says like this. So the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what exactly is the case? Lav kigon dekoy bechad b'shaba demispe avua. Doesn't it mean that he's standing on the day of the week that his father died? We'll have to do the Ran on this. V'afal gav di'ika tu v'chad b'shaba de'etera. Even though there were many Sundays that were mutter, v'katani aser, and yet it's aser. Shmamino bikurhu matzvos. Okay, very confusing. Let's see the Ram. He says, Nira be'enai dehachi pirusha. All right. I mean, the Rishon are all pretty much in the same vein over here. That it goes like this. She'omar b'yom echad b'shabbos, shehu b'yom shemes bo aviv l'minyin chadashim. What's odd about the Gemara is that it picks a day of the week as opposed to like a calendar date. All right. We don't usually think about a yard site in, the third Sunday of whatever month. You know, we normally have a specific calendar day. But the Ran, and I think that's the way Tosus learns the Pshat, that it really means a day, a calendar day, just using this terminology. But the Ran tries to make it a little more in line with the with that idea. So he says, for instance, it's the day of the week that his father died in the Minyan Chadashim. So for instance, Echad B'Shabbos Rishon Shel Nisan. So it's like Thanksgiving, right? It comes around in the same number of Thursdays in the month of November. So this would be if the guy's father died on the first Sunday of Nisan. So that would be like some kind of a day. So that day, the first Sunday of Nisan, is related to the day of his father's patira. So he says, for instance, Echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shel Nisan Yehi Yom Zeh. I'm sorry. She'omer b'Yom Echad b'Shabbos. He's standing on a Sunday, and it's the same Sunday that you can relate to the Sunday that his father died. So it's the first Sunday of Nisan, and that's when his father died. And he says, Yehei yom ze olai ki yom echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shel Nisan. So that's the tricky part here. What exactly does he say? So he doesn't say, the Ran is learning pshat, not that he says, today will be like the day that my father died. Because that would be like, that would be mafurash, that would be an explicit statement of what he's being matzvos in. And what would that have to do with our question of zeh kozeh? When you have the shlomim, lachas rikas damim, right? When you're mafarish, we know what the halach is. So therefore, the Ran learns that he simply says, this day will be to me like the first Sunday in Nisan. Now, afal gav d'ika, tuva chad b'shabbos dehetera. Even though there were many first Sundays of Nisan in the past that he that were mutter to him, okay. Uketani aser. Nonetheless, the Gemara says it's aser. The Bryce says it's aser. Shema mino biikaro kamatvis. That's how he wants to learn the pshat. So once again, what does that have to do with us? The guy is on a Sunday, in the first Sunday in Nisan, and his father died many years ago on the first Sunday of Nisan. And on that first Sunday of Nisan, when his father died, he made a neder not to eat basar and not to drink yayin. And now, years later, on that same day, he says, today should be like Yom Echad b'Nisan. Now, the fact of the matter is, he says, now that becomes a question of b'dehetera ko matvis or b'deisur or b'ikara ko matvis. That's the way he's learning pshat. How? It's not so simple to figure this out. But because he's saying that that since, well, let's put it this way, he's saying since the Braisa says it's Osir, it is a good neder, So that shows you that it goes back to the first Yom Shemesh Bo'aviv, back to Ikaro. And that day was a day of Neder, and therefore he's Matpis B'Neder. Let's go a little further than Ron, just to get the shot straight. He says, "Umashma leila hashas tibahochi askinan." It's mashma to the Gemara that this is what he was talking about. Di ba'omer beferish yom zeh ki yom shemes ba'aviv pshita de mitzar. Right? Elavadai ba'omer yom zeh olai ki echad b'shabbos rishon shel Nisan. So he's not saying which echad b'shabbos rishon shel Nisan. Just saying be'echad ki echad b'shabbos rishon shel Nisan. The Kamash Malon, the Afagav, the Ika Lamemar Behetera Kom Matvis, Kevan Shu Omeid, Beoso Yom, Shehu Leminyan Chadoshim, Ki Yom, Shemes Bo Aviv. U Matvis, Vomar, Yehe Yom Ze, Ki Echad Beshabis, Be Ikoro, Matvis, Vosser. It's very confusing. He's saying you need two things over here. You need him to be on that same day. And to say today is like today, right? And he had to have made a neder on the original day. And now we'll say, and what's this combination? Kevan shu omeid be'oso yom shehu leminyan chadoshim ki yom shemes bo'aviv. So he's on the very same day, right? Again, it's however we consider days to be the same, it's considered to be the same day. So it's the first of Nisan. And he's matvis. Why is he matvis? Because he's saying this day should be like something else. So he's trying to be matvis. He's trying to take another day and apply it to this day. And he says today should be like Yom Echad B'Shabbos. I guess he means Yom Echad B'Shabbos, like he said before. The Yom Echad B'Shabbos Rishon Shel Nisan, right? And even though there are many Yom Echad B'Shabbos B'Nisans that he did not have a neder on, and it means between the day that his father died and now. Doesn't mean from before that. Let's say. Therefore, what? And yet it's also, so it shows you that he's matvis b'ikaro. What's the relationship between this question, between this and our question? Let's just get the answer and then maybe we'll have a little bit of a better idea. So he says, umashani. So what does Shmuel say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, no. What Shmuel meant was, that when we say it's a davar hanador, it's not because he's matzvis b'ikaro, it's because in actuality he fasted every day, every subsequent yard site he fasted. Klomar, kol yemei echad b'shabbos she'avru olav shehein kiyom shemeis bo aviv ne'estru olav b'neder. So every year on the first Sunday of Nisan, he made a neder not to eat basar and not to drink wine. V'kevan shekein lo motzis lemigmar mehocha haidina velomar dahach ribusa ashmoinan. Dahach leka yumi deter klau. So it turns out there's no raya here for us, because there were no days of Heter. So it comes out, it's simply like Shlomim Lifnei Zrikas Dam. There is no Heter that you could be talking about. Every day that you could be referring to is a day of Neder. Okay. Every day that he could be referring to is in fact the day of Neder. That's interesting. Tosfos says, Tosfos says, and we don't say he could have been referring to the days, to the first Sundays of Nisan from before his father died. Yeah. But he sounds like he's learning that he says Biyom Shemei Sovev. All right, let's leave that go for a minute. All right, so what do you say? Now, so we have the question of when we had the question by the Shlomim, so we were saying this piece of meat is a Shlomim, and right now it's in the state of Heter. And he's saying Zekozeh. And he's saying Zekozeh. So within this very Cheftza, there are two perspectives. There's a perspective of the Hashta, which is Heter. And then there's the perspective of what its original identity is, because it's a discrete physical entity, and its shame, its underlying identity is carbon. Its present state is heter. By this case, it's a little bit more abstract. I mean, he's in a specific time that we, as humans, relate to another time, and we consider it to somehow be the same, right? But now there's like a choice of days. That's what's a little unclear. It's like a choice of days. So this day, I'm on the first of Nisan, the first Sunday of Nisan. And there were, in the Havamina, there were 10 Sundays of Nisan that were in the past. And from the day that his father died. On the first one, he made a neder not to eat basar or drink yayin, and on the rest, he didn't. So now when he says, this day will be like the first of Nisan, the first Sunday of Nisan, it's more like a question of which particular day is he referring to. It's not like within this cheftza, there's an ikur and a hashta. It's like which of the 10 past Sundays is he referring to? That's like a question of, it's not like a question of how the Hatfasa works. That's the way we're trying to interpret the first way of going. Like, how does Hatfasa work? Is it going in terms of the abstraction of the shame or the physical properties now? Doesn't seem like it's a related. Doesn't seem like this question is really similar to that. It's like a different question. What does he have in mind? So then the question is, well, the case is he had fasted every Sunday, so he had there's no possibility of him having something else in mind. But now it's like now the Gemara seems to be learning the question of Behetera or Meikara, simply to be a question of what his das is. Or what does Das appears to be? Right, like Tosus says, he says, Klomer, Shemes of Bechad B'Shabbos. His father died on the first day of the week. The Achshav who Omeid Gimel Shana Modalid Achar Shemes Oviv Ki Oso Yom Shemes Oviv Be'echad B'Shabbos. V'lav Dafka Noka Be'echad B'Shabbos. Dein Davar Toli Ki Im Bekach V'Kach L'Chodesh Kimo Shehoya Yom Shemes Oviv. So he doesn't learn pshat like the Ran, that it means actually a Sunday that he's on. It means to say he's on a certain day of the month. Afilu lo haya oso yom b'chad b'shabbos. Yeah, the more conventional idea of what the yahrzeit is. V'kosolka daito hashto she'eno noder ela oso yom bilvad shemes oviv. So the havamina here is that he only fasted on that first day that his father actually died. V'lo aminan v'hainu diko omar afal gav di'ika tuva v'lo achrina, I'm sorry, and no other day. V'hainu diko omar, and that's what it means, afal gav di'ika tuva chad b'shabel de'etera. Okay, there are many days of Sunday, there are many days of yahrzeit, of heter. Here's the key. Kol stam chad b'shabes. She'achare misas aviv, kol stam chad b'shabbos. She'achare misas aviv. What does that mean? Vafilu hochi, tolinan lomar de biikara matvis, biyom shemes aviv mamish, velo biyomem shel heter she'achakach. Umishan, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, that makes more sense. Even though there were many days of heter, namely the other days after the day his father died, now, was there other Sundays that he didn't fast on, meaning all the other days after his father died? He only fasted on the first one. Afilu hachi talinan lomar did biikara matvis biyom shemes aviv mamish velo biyomim shel heter she'achakach. So we'll interpret him to mean that original day, not the days that followed. Let's go over. Umeshani shenoda me'oso yom ve'elach kol hashonim she'acharekein dehashta leke hetera. Now, just help me out with this last part. He says, "Vim tomar akati ika lemitli beteira bechad b'shabbes shekodem misas aviv." But why don't you say no? Maybe it means the days, those calendar days before his father died. Just because he fasted from his father's death until today, every year, doesn't mean that every Sunday is Isser. There were many Sundays before his father died. V'yesh lomar d'im b'yom shemes aviv ein lo mashmo'os klal kodem l'kach ki im oso hayom atzmo o yomem shemisham ve'elech shehem ko'oso yom. He says no, because the term b'yom shemes bo aviv has no, does not imply any day beforehand. It only implies either the day he died on, or the days, or the anniversaries of that day. So Tosfos sounds like he's learning, he's actually saying, Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. Otherwise, what is his answer? And he's saying, Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv means either the original day, or the anniversary. Like for instance, people celebrate birthdays every year. I had a teacher in high school, he'd say, it's not your birthday. It's the anniversary of your birthday. But no one liked him. But anyway, the point is that we do use that terminology. We say for certain things. So we say it is, a person says, yeah, this is the day that such and such occurred. This is the day that his father died. But we don't really mean this is the day his father died. We mean this is the anniversary of the day his father died. Right? So Tosfos sounds like he's learning, seems different from the Ran. Sounds like he's learning that you actually say Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv. And that's a reference to the day itself, and all the days after. Now, the problem is, the day itself is a day of neder, and all the days after are heter. So why should he be chayv, and why should it be a neder? So he says, that shows you the bi'ikara matvis. What does that mean, bi'ikara matvis? How is that the same ikara as shlomim? But see, he's interesting because he's saying, what does he mean, bi'ikara matvis? Biyom shemes aviv mamish. Velo biyom sheheter she'achakach. And then he goes further to say, and then even when the Gemara negates that and says, no, really, it doesn't prove that. And really, it doesn't, it's not tofes, the ikara. It just happens to be that every subsequent day he fasted on. So then Tosfos comes back to explain, but it's not possible to imply days before his father died. Because if the guy's father died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the year 2000, you wouldn't, in retrospect, say Rosh Chodesh Nisan in 1999 was the day his father died. You would say that you would say in 2001 that's considered the day his father died, but you wouldn't say in retrospect that's the day his father died, because the day itself creates an impact going forward. There's no such thing retroactively. It doesn't become like, it's not like you're renaming the calendar date of Rosh Chodesh Nisan the day his father died. Then you could say that retroactively. But it has a mashmos of a certain event, and then there is a recurrence of that event in a certain way. Okay, but am I right? I mean, Tosfos is clearly learning that he says Yom Shemes Bo'aviv. Where the Ran seemed to be thinking, if he says Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, then it's a Davar Pashut. So it does seem to be a machlokas over here between Tosfos and the Ran. What exactly did he say? I mean, you have to say Tosfos is learning that he says Ki Yom Shemes Bo'aviv. Otherwise, he has no raya that it can't mean the days before. Because you can't say the first of the month means only up till the time his father died. I mean, why? That's not true. So it must be he said Ki Yom Shemes Bo'aviv. So at least according to Tosfos, it seems a little more, seems a little closer to the idea of, to the question of Ikara or Hashta. Because there is like an Iker Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, right? In other words, there's the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv that's defined essentially because of the event itself. And then there's the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv that is an effect of that day. That's like a further development of that day. It's like a recurrence of that day. So he's saying when you say Ki Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, in this Lashon of Hatfasa, when we're analyzing the idea of borrowing, and I'm going to say today is like that, so are we going back to the, in that way it would be more similar to the case of Shlomim, because I would say, if I would say it's a neder, I can say, okay, what does it mean today is like the day, is like the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv? It means to say Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, I'm referring to the phenomenon that I'm referring to the day by the shame by the ikker that caused it. So there's only one day that has that identity. There's only one day that has its name from the event itself. So that would be similar to saying Zeh Kozeh by Shlomim, that I mean to say this, that I'm relating it back to its essential definition. There's only one by the Karban, even after Shechit, even after Zrikas Damim, the Zeh of the Karban means it's that which gives it its essential identity. So that would be the Meikara. And in a similar way, the Yom Shem, the only day that I could say, you know, if I interpret things in this same derech, then I would say when he says the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, it's a reference to the day that is essentially Yom Shemes Bo'aviv, the essential quality, not the ones that we name because of the anniversary. That would be a good raya that the lashon of Hatfasa is attaching to the more essential cause, and not to the present, and not to the characteristics. It was the day that his father died. That event was an essential cause of one day's identity, and all the subsequent days have a certain character that they have a certain present expression. But they're not essentially the Yom Shemes Bo'aviv. In a similar sense, you could say the Shem Shlomim is the essential character over here. That's the essential identity that makes this what it is. And then after Zrikas Damim, it has developed characteristics. But Hatfasa should go back to the original. That's good. That's good. The Ran is a little harder to understand. Yes, I'm trying to say with Tosfos is like this. I'm trying to make the analogy. What is the analogy of the Shlomim, Lachas Rikas Damim, What's the analogy of the Iker Shem Shlomim to the Shlomim Lachas Rikas Damim? That's on one side. And we're saying that's analogous to the day that his father actually died on as it relates to the subsequent days of the anniversary. So that was we're saying, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is saying, the day that his father actually died on is like the Iker Shem Shlomim. And the subsequent anniversaries are like the Shlomim L'Achaz Rikas Damim, the present state of the Shlomim L'Achaz Rikas Damim. When I have a Shlomim L'Achaz Rikas Damim, so it has two components. It has the Iker Shem Shlomim, and then it has its present expression. So too, when I say Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, that expression could be a reference to what's considered like the Iker or the Hashta. Okay, so I'm trying to say it like this. The question is, by the Yom Shemesbo Aviv, Tosa says in the end, only refers to either the day itself or the subsequent days. It would never mean the retrospective days. Why? Because it means there's an event that creates a certain Chalos Shem, right? So that event of the death itself, that's like the essential cause of an identity in a day. Now, in truth, that cause only attaches to one day, the day that he actually died on. That means to say that the day of his actual death is the only day that is related to the essential to that phenomenon essentially, I should say. Every subsequent year is simply an expression of, is like an impact of that. It's like that also creates a ripple effect. Now every year that day comes back, I have a hakara, I have a zecher of that. So it's considered related to the original day, but simply as an expression of its like a developed expression and its impact on the subsequent days. So he's saying like this: if you're going to say that when I have the shlamim lachas rikas damim in front of me, and I say zekozeh, that it goes back to the shlamim, that means to say that when I'm using the derech of hatfasa, and I'm saying this should be like this, the whole derech of hatfasa is always toface the essential shemos. And therefore, just like by Shlomim, it's toface the essential shame of what this is, so too, it's going to be toface the essential shame of what Yom Shemes Bo Aviv is. But that's the only one that's essential is the day itself. But if I would say, by the Shlomim, L'Achaz Rikas Damim, that it should be toface Hashta, that means to say I'm just talking about the practical expressions. I'm not referencing, so in that case, the practical expressions really are the subsequent days. So therefore, Tosa says, well, at least you could say the other way. You can definitely prove it this way. That if I say Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, even though there are many days in between, if I still say it's a reference to the original days, that shows you that the Lashon of Hatfasa always goes into the more abstract cause concept. And the only day that is actually labeled from the cause is the day itself. That would be the analogy. Now let's make something clear. For Tosos, he doesn't have to be on the yard site, right? There's no reason he has to be on that day. It just has to be he's making a reference. There's no reason for him to, he could take any day and say, today I'm going to do like that day. Right? For the Ron, it's strange. He has this idea that he's not saying the day itself. He seems to be learning as a davar pashut. If he said ki yom shemes bo aviv, apparently he holds that means the day itself. That's the interpretation always. Whenever if he expresses it that way, it means the yom itself. So now that wouldn't be shayach to our question. So therefore, in order to make it shayach to our question, it has to be what? That he uses a more of a vague expression. And I really don't understand. For some reason he has this combination. since he's on the day itself. And he says it will be like Yom Echad B'Shabbos Rishon B'Nisan. Now it comes into a question of whether it's what does Ikaro? What does Ikaro mean? See, for Tosfos, I can understand Ikaro, because the day, the description of Yom Shemes Bo'aviv can be taken in its essential form or in its accidental form. But what does it mean, the first day of Nisan, the first Sunday of Nisan? What's its essential form and its accidental form? What's its Ikar and what's its non-Ikar? And why can't I say Tosfos' question? Maybe it means the days before. Maybe it means the first day of Nisan from 100 years ago. Let's take a look at the Rush, because he learns like the Ron, I see. He says, Hechi dami lav dikin nodar b'ahu chad b'shabas de meis b'aviv kigon shemeis aviv b'echa b'shabas u'ba'osu hayom osar atzmo b'achilas bosar v'yach azman omer achilas bosar alai kichad b'shaba v'hadikdani b'braiso ki yom shemeis b'aviv lo she'omar kein b'feresh Ela Omar Becha B'Shabbos. Hayom Azeh Kimo Chad B'Shabbos. Ah, so he's trying to put a little combination. I don't understand what that means. Do you understand the pshat? He doesn't say it Beferish. So what does he say Beferish? Ela Omar Be'echad B'Shabbos. Hayom Azeh Kiyom Chad B'Shabbos. Shemes, no, did he stop over there? Did he say Kimo Chad B'Shava? And then he's just saying, which Chad B'Shava? The Chad B'Shava Shemes Bo'ovev. Is there something wrong with this rush? Ava Gavdika Meosu. The guy stopped talking at Chad B'Shava, right? And then the rush is just saying, he's specifying a specific Chad B'Shava, but he's not calling it. Is the Rush saying, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv. Now, there's two possibilities in what the Rush is saying. He says, when the Brisa says, Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv, well, first of all, the Rush himself says, Kigon Shemes Aviv Be'echad B'Shabbos. He sounds very serious, like the guy had to been fasting every single Sunday. But okay. Shemes of Be'echad B'Shabbos, U'ba'osu ha'yom asr atzvo achilas basar, ve'ach kach omer, quote, achilas basar alai kechad b'shabba, end quote. Okay? That's one possibility. That's literally what he said. Now the Rush has to explain what does the Braisa mean when it says that he said, Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv. First of all, nobody would say Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv, right? Because that's third person. So that nobody would say that. Shelo Esh Dayan Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv. Only a very haughty person would say something like that. So we're not talking about, it's not possible the guy actually said, this day will be like the day his father died. Well, it doesn't make any sense. Unless he talks about himself in third person. Like some people do that. But that's not the norm. So therefore, the Rush says, really he just said, today will be like Sunday. What does the Brisa mean? So he says, the Brisa means, Lo she Omar came beferish, Ella Omar Be'echad B'Shaba. And again, he says, it sounds like he's saying he has to be on that Sunday, right? He said on Sunday, like the Ran, Hayom Hazeh Kiyom Chad B'Shaba. Which Sunday did he reference? The Sunday that his father died on. They didn't say this will be like the Sunday that his father died on, or my father died on. Avagav de'ika me'oso chad b'shaba ad ha'yom hazeh kama chad b'shaba she'ochal basar aminan bi'ikara kor matvis be'oso chad b'shaba she'osar alav achilas basar. Mishum Shaha no der leesor, like Josh is saying, ko mechavin. Because his intention is iser. Hilkach talinan be iser. Ubezivche shlomim nami talinan de beikara komatvis. So the Rush tries to link it up. Apparently that's the way the Ron is going too. So let's put it this way. So it's definitely clear that, I mean, the Rush is learning it in the same kind of a question of Stam Lachmir, but it's different. Why is it different? By the Stam Nadarm Lachmir, so we'll say there are two entities, there are two different entities that he could be referring to. He could be referring to the Yayin Nesach of Kadshim or the Yayin Nesach of Avodah Zarah. So there are two different entities that he could be referring to. So we'll say, since he's a Das Noder, then he's Koveya, that is Koveya from the Lashon, of Nidarim, and the Lashon of Nidarim is going to be Tofes, the Cheftza, that's a Davar Anadar. So we'll say, okay, so we can interpret the statement, Halacha will take the statement to be Yayin Nesach Shel Avoda. Okay, but that's because they are two separate questions, they're two separate words refer to entities, right? A word refers to an entity. And now the question is, which entity is that a reference to? If it's a reference to a Davar Nador, it's good. So we'll say this word in this context references Davar Nador. But over here, what about over here? You want to say the same thing over here? See, at least by the Shlomim, it's a little different. By the Shlomim, I'll say, he's saying Zeh Kazeh, we know exactly what entity he's referring to. You know what I mean? It's not a question of what Chefza is referring to. This is a different question. The Chefza that he's referring to this is a different question. Now that he's referring to an entity, it's not a question of what entity he's referring to. But what does this question represent? It means to say, when you reference a Cheftza directly, whose attributes are heter, but there is a latent shame of Isser, will we say that it could be Toface? Can we say it's Toface that shame? It's a different question. It's a different question because the first question is an easier question because I can simply eliminate the entities of Isser, and I remain with the entities of Neder. So the term Yayin Nesach is in the vernacular of Neder. Yayin Nesach of Kachim. That's what it means. That's what the word means. That's what the dictionary would tell you it means if it was a Neder dictionary. And that's my language when I'm a Noder. But over here, Zekozeh, the word Zeh does not have a specific meaning. Zeh means this will be like this. This is a particular Cheftza, a physical object, that has present characteristics that are what I'm pointing at. I'm not pointing at a latent identity. That's a different question. Can I say that the Stam Nedarim Lahachmir goes so far not just to define the terminology, but even to interpret the meaning of what he is referring to? When he refers to this Cheftza, is he referring to this Cheftza Betoras Cheftza? Then it would be Heter, Kedahashto. Or can we say it's a reference to it in terms of its function as a model of Neder? But that's not contained in the Lashon of Zeh anymore. And that's not Stam Nedarim Lachmir. It's not strictly Stam Nedarim Lachmir. Stam Nedarim Lachmir is simply defining the word. Here we know what Zeh means. But the question is, which element there's no simple elimination that's going to make this word make sense. We have to give a positive kavana to it. So he's saying that's the way the Rosh seems to be learning the question. And therefore, it will be similar when the guy says this day is like the Sunday. So then, in terms of its, unless I can interpret it to mean the Sunday that has the quality of neder contained within it, I wouldn't be able to make it a neder. So he learns the fact that the Gemara is saying it is a neder means to say when I point to an object, that object exists vis-a-vis nedarim. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Let me think about it this way. I'm just thinking about it a different way. In other words, what's the difference over here? The original question of stam nedarim lahachmir is a question of defining the word. Okay? And it says, I'll eliminate the lashonos that are not shaykh to nedarim because he's a noder. Then memela, he'll have said the right word. Over here, it's a little bit of a different question. Do I negate the existences? In other words, do I redefine the objects and the entities in their neder? Do I view all the existences that you do refer to in their neder aspect? So this day, when I say today is like Sunday, the Sunday that his father died, do I now say, what do I mean by that Sunday? I mean the Sunday as it exists in the realm of neder. What do I mean by this will be like that piece of meat? It means that piece of meat in its existence in the framework of neder. So do I say that the das noder itself will not only redefine my vocabulary, but it will even redefine the objects that I'm referring to? That's a different question. Can I say it will even redefine the objects that I'm referring to? Now when I say zeh, I don't mean zeh in the typical sense. I don't mean zeh in the normal sense, which is identifying a particular chefza. Now when I say zeh as a noder, it's referring to its underlying neder qualities, bi'ikaro. So therefore, when I say this Sunday will be like that Sunday, well, there's only one Sunday that has an existence in the framework of neder. So I must therefore say it means the Sunday of neder. That seems to be the way the Rosh is learning.